Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Slight chance of rain showers today. Otherwise, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Daytime highs approaching 55. Easterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Chance of rain showers will dip down to about 41. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun tomorrow. Slight chance of rain showers. Daytime highs approaching 71. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently 33.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. Jobless rates continue to climb in Emporia and Lyon County, but they're now falling slightly in some neighboring counties. Julio Flores has more.
Locally, Emporia's jobless rate climbed from 4.2% in January to 4.6% last month, while Lyon County went from 4% to 4.4%. Area-wide, Coffee County had the biggest jump and now has the highest unemployment rate at 5.7%. Chase County had a more modest increase to 43.2%. The Kansas Department of Labor says unemployment is at 3.8% across Kansas. I'm Lou Flores.
A man was arrested Friday at the state capitol for trying to recite satanic prayers despite warnings from police. Four people were arrested in all, including Satanic Grotto leader Michael Stewart. A 21-year-old man attempted to snatch the ritual documents out of Stewart's hands, and a fight escalated. Both Stewart and the man were arrested for disorderly conduct. Two others were arrested for unlawful assembly. This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Good morning. I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. All Northwest Kansas counties were at or below 4% unemployment in February, which was on par for below statewide numbers. The unemployment rates in local counties include Decatur County at 3.7%, Sheridan County at 2.4%, Graham County at 4.1%, Phillips County at 3.3%, and Norton County at 3.1%. Preliminary estimates reported by the Labor Market Information Division of the Kansas Department of Labor and the Bureau of Labor Statistics showed a seasonally adjusted unemployment rate of 3.8% in February statewide. This is unchanged from 3.8% in January and an increase from 3.2% in February 2024. And the labor force participation rate for Kansas decreased to 67.2% in February. Seasonally adjusted job estimates for Kansas indicate total non-farm payroll employment increased by 1,100 from January, and total non-farm includes private sector and government employers, with private sector jobs decreasing by 500 over the month and government jobs increasing by 1,600. The largest job gains in the private sector were in construction with over 700 jobs and professional and business services with over 500 jobs added. The largest decrease was in trade, transportation, and utilities, losing over 800 jobs. Since February 2024, Kansas' seasonally adjusted total non-farm jobs have increased by 3,800, and this change is due to a decrease of 100 private sector jobs and an increase of 3,900 government jobs. On Friday, Governor Kelly signed Senate Bill 166, the Fostering Competitive Career Opportunities Act. Senate Bill 166 ensures that applicants for state jobs can't be denied solely due to their lack of a post-secondary degree. However, the provisions of the bill would not apply to any positions for which a post-secondary degree is justifiably necessary. Currently, less than 15% of state employees work in jobs that require a post-secondary degree. Representative for House District 27, Sean Tarwater, said as chairman of the Commerce Committee for the past 7 years, he's heard time and again from businesses and workers alike that experience in the field often outweighs classroom learning. He said this bill sends a clear message, and that is what Kansas values: hard work and experience. This bill codifies current practice for executive branch agencies, continuing to allow flexibility in determining requirements for applicants for each job posting. Rather than being strictly limited to a post-secondary degree requirement, employers could consider prior direct experience, certifications, courses, or specialized training, among other requirements. The Kansas Department of Transportation and the Drive to Zero Coalition hosted Drive to Zero Day at the Capitol on Thursday, March 27th in the Kansas State Capitol Building. Drive to Zero Day at the Capitol began in 2024 as an effort to raise awareness about the efforts of reduced traffic fatalities and serious injuries in Kansas, and the event was an opportunity to learn how communities, law enforcement, transportation professionals, healthcare professionals, and first responders can work together on strategic life-saving initiatives for Kansas roads. Secretary of Transportation Calvin Reed said Drive to Zero Day at the Capitol acknowledges our shared responsibilities to help educate and to invest in initiatives to decrease the number of fatality crashes, and this day is a great opportunity to meet with their partners and work toward their goal of zero traffic fatalities. The event featured remarks from Reed, Kansas Highway Patrol Colonel Eric Smith, Kansas Department of Health and Environment Secretary Janet Stanek, and Kansas Congressman Shannon Francis. Attendees also had a chance to visit information booths. You can visit kansasdrivetozero.gov to learn more about the Drive to Zero initiative. In Nebraska news, 26-year-old Michaela Daleness of Lexington received 6.5 years in federal prison for a 5-year term of supervised release on Thursday for conspiracy to distribute methamphetamine in central Nebraska. From the summer of 2023 into early 2024, Daleness and three others from Cozad worked together to haul pounds of methamphetamine from Colorado to the Lexington-Cozad area, and search warrants for Facebook messages allowed investigators to identify Daleness and the people that she was working with. The warrants also allowed them to find all the houses where the methamphetamine was being sold. During a search of a co-conspirator's house in January 2024, investigators found a loaded handgun, ammunition, methamphetamine, and items used to distribute drugs. And after searching the residents' cell phones, investigators found messages showing drug distribution. Recorded jail calls also tipped investigators to the group's travel plans to get more methamphetamine from Colorado. A tracking device led investigators to making a traffic stop in February 2024, where Daleness was a passenger in the car, and a later search of her home in Cozad turned up drug use and distribution paraphernalia. In a press release, the Hall County Sheriff's Office reported that just after 5:15 p.m. on Thursday, the Hall County Sheriff's Office responded to the Mormon Island State Recreation Area after a report that there was a suspicious truck with a boat trailer parked on the boat ramp and an unoccupied boat in the water. The Grand Island Dive Rescue Team was called, and a short time later, they found a deceased man. Authorities said the man was removed from the water and identified as 64-year-old Randy Immler of Donovan. An investigation showed this to be an accidental death, and according to the Sheriff's Office, there was no foul play involved. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commissioners meeting that was held on March 17th, Commissioner Marvin Matchett called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order at 9 a.m. in the commission room, and in attendance were Chairman Marvin Matchett, Commissioner Richard Thompson, Commissioner Garrett Beidler, Norton County Clerk Craig Renner, and County Attorney Abigail Horn. Weekly correspondence, past minutes, year-to-date budget expenditures, tax abatements 2025, 23, 24, and 25, Kansas Department of Health and Environment notices, ROS Resolution 2025-07, and the 11 COP bond update and other documents were distributed to the commissioners. Commissioner Beidler moved that Resolution 2025-07 be approved as presented, and the resolution approves the participation in the Rural Opportunity Zone Student Loan Repayment Program for calendar year 2025. It was noted that Norton County is approving the program, however, they are not funding it with county contributions. Commissioner Thompson seconded the motion, and the motion carried 3-0. Adam Zur joined the meeting via conference call, and Mr. Zur thanked the commission for their work on E7. He wanted the commission to know that he had found around 10 rocks the size of a soup bowl, and he discussed the issue of someone emptying manure out of their trailer in the road. Commissioner Beidler reported on the meeting that was held at the Solid Waste Department with Ted White, BG Engineering, and K-Hoge Construction Incorporated, saying the project is on schedule, and Commissioner Beidler signed the paperwork to begin the project. Commissioner Thompson moved that the minutes of the March 10, 2025 commission meeting be approved. Commissioner Beidler seconded the motion, and the motion carried. County Appraiser Alan Hale joined the meeting, saying he wanted the commission to know of his target date to retire is on May 16, 2025. He discussed the state statute requiring that a county have a county appraiser on staff up to the expiration of appointment date of June 30th, and he advised the commission that a resolution would need to be passed appointing a qualified appraiser to fill out the remainder of his term until June 30th, 2025. And at that time, a new resolution would have to be made appointing a qualified appraiser for the new term starting on July 1, 2025. A discussion was held regarding the education requirements and his recommendation of the current deputy appraiser, Mindy Harding, as his replacement. Brandon Schultz of the Norton Rural Fire Department joined the meeting, and Mr. Schultz was there to inquire about the origins of the original charter of the fire department. He then reported on surrounding fire departments that are receiving grants for equipment purchases and his department's desire to update some of their equipment. Commissioner Beidler moved to adjourn the meeting. Commissioner Thompson seconded the motion, and with no further business, Chairman Matchett adjourned the meeting at 11:39 a.m. The Kansas Department of Transportation wants to remind drivers that they will be closing a 6-mile portion of K-23 in Sheridan County starting today, Monday, March 31st. The closure is necessary for the reconstruction of the highway from County Road 70S, or CR-406, north to Walnut Avenue in Hoxie, and during construction, motorists will be directed to follow the state route detour on I-70, US 83, and US 24. The Kansas Department of Transportation expects the road to reopen in late October, conditions permitting. Graveside services and interment for James Jim Stark, 75 of Norton, will be held at 2 p.m. this Saturday, April 5th, at the Orinoco Cemetery. In lieu of flowers, memorial contributions may be made to the Jim Stark Memorial Fund to be distributed at a later date, and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having spaghetti, tossed salad, peaches, garlic bread, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be pepperoni pockets or ham and cheese roll-ups with fruit and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be chicken patty, bun, potatoes, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, there is a chance of rain and snow showers before 10 a.m., then a chance of sprinkles between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. Should be mostly cloudy today with a high near 55 and a north wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour, which should become south in the afternoon, and the chance of precipitation is 20%. For tonight, there's a 30% chance of showers, mainly before 1 a.m. Otherwise, it should be mostly cloudy with a low around 41 and breezy, with wind gusts as high as 35 miles per hour. On Tuesday, there's a 20% chance of showers after 1 p.m. Otherwise, it should be partly sunny with a high near 71 and breezy Tuesday with wind gusts as high as 35 miles per hour. And on Tuesday night, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 1 a.m., then a slight chance of showers. Otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy with a low around 37. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Wednesday, there's a slight chance of rain and snow before 10 a.m., then a slight chance of rain between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. Otherwise, on Wednesday, it should be sunny with the high near 61 and breezy, with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. On Thursday, there's a chance of snow before 11 a.m., then a chance of rain. Otherwise, it'll be partly sunny with the high near 52. On Friday, there's a chance of rain and snow before 11 a.m., then a chance of rain. Should be mostly cloudy with the high near 52. On Saturday, a chance of rain and snow, otherwise mostly cloudy with the high near 51. And on Sunday, it should be mostly sunny with the high near 56. Currently, with overcast skies, it is 34 degrees. The humidity is 87%. The wind speed is north at 9 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.11. The dew point is 30 degrees. And the current wind chill is 27 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:20. It's time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Luck is on your side this March at United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Save big on a 2015 or newer vehicle loan with rates as low as 5% APR. Treat yourself with a new vehicle or refinance your current vehicle loan from another lender. This offer ends March 31st, so don't delay. Let UNWFCU save you some green this spring. Special terms and conditions apply. Rates are subject to increase. NCUA insured. Equal housing lender.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. The first KU departure in the portal for hoops has happened, Devs. After four seasons with KU basketball, Zach Clements is on the move. The forward entered the NCAA transfer portal on Friday, just a few days after it opened. It's not the first time Clements has entered, as he initially transferred from KU to University of California, Santa Barbara, before he returned to KU a few months later. But it is believed that Clements has played his last game with KU. He struggled with injury during his career at KU this season. The forward played in just eight games, totaling 43 minutes. He suffered a groin injury after KU's game against NC State that kept him out the remainder of the year. Clements could be eligible for a medical redshirt stemming from this season. If that proves to be true, he will have two seasons of eligibility left. Clements was coming off a redshirt season last season. He figured to be back into the rotation option in the front court. He played in just eight of the first 10 games of the season, but only played over 10 minutes once. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis.
When challenging conditions arise, we don't back down. We up our game. Outpacing the competition with innovations fueled by Bayer's R&D, keeping you equipped with an expanded portfolio, elite genetics, and additional local test plots. Channel leads the field, so you can rise above. See how you can save at channel.com/finance24. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
When it comes to a gun suicide attempt, all it takes is a moment.
Heather and I had an argument just like any other couple. I was lost. I had snapped. I had a gun, and I was going to take my own life. Heather helped me realize that there was still a life to live for the better of myself, my family. My weapon is now safely put away.
A moment of crisis can happen to anyone. Store your guns, locked, unloaded, and away from ammo. Hear more safe stories at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.